With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. As we told you yesterday on the program, the National Milk Producers Federation met recently in Anaheim, California for their 101st annual convention, and they discussed a number of issues to the dairy industry. Yesterday, we focused on the School Milk Nutrition Act of 2017, and today our focus is on the Ag Guest Worker Bill that recently passed out of committee in the House of Representatives. The National Milk Producers Federation, Chris Galen, says the dairy industry badly needs the reform to these labor issues.
Right now, the only other visa program for agriculture is what's called the H-2A program, and that's for temporary and seasonal workers. That doesn't apply to the type of work that dairy farmers need help with. That's why it's very important now that the Ag Guest Worker Act, while not perfect, that we do work as an agriculture community to move it forward. It's going to have some critics on both the left and the right, and it will no doubt undergo an evolutionary process here as the full House votes on it, and then as the issue shifts to the Senate as well. But we badly need to make changes in our nation's immigration policies and help dairy farmers and other agriculture employers with their workforce needs, and that's why it's so important to continue working on the Ag Guest Worker Act.
A recent study says half of all workers on U.S. dairy farms are immigrants, and the damage from losing those workers would nearly double retail milk prices. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.